We continue today with lesson number 88 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are in the 22nd Perek. Today we will learn the 4th and 5th Mishnah. So it's Perek Chof Beis, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hey. Let's look at Mishneh Dalet. Kisei Shel Kalo, a bride's chair. This chair is a more fancy, decorative chair. It's a kisei nechbad. It's a seat of honor. And it is composed of the following components. First of all, you have four legs. Attaching those legs, you have a plank of wood forming a rectangle. Across the top of that rectangle, you put, let's say, three boards, each of a certain width, covering the frame, covering the rectangular frame, those boards are what the kala sits upon. Then, along the side, you have armrests built from the ground up. You have another planks of wood which extend above, well above the seat itself, so that the kala can put her arms there. And behind the chair, you also have kind of a planks of wood which extend up to the kala's head or above her head, so she can sit back and lean backwards against those supports. So all of these parts, the planks of wood lying across the rectangular frame, which constitute the seat, and the armrests protruding higher than the level of the seat, and the back, which is supporting the back of the kala, these are all called chipuyim. Chipuyim means extra parts to the chair. Coverings to the chair, coatings to the chair, attachments to the chair. So, suppose nitlu chipuyov, these are now missing. All you have now is the four legs, the frame attaching one leg to another leg, but no seat going across the top of that frame, and no armrest or backrest. Beishamai mitama'in. Beishamai still holds that what remains is still a chair, and it's mekabel tumah. Even though a kala is not going to sit on such a chair, but somebody else can sit on it. All right, there's no seat that he would support him comfortably, but he can kind of balance himself. As long as it has four legs and this frame, he can sit upon it. So Beishamai says it's still a chair. It's mekabel tumah. Beis Hillel nitarin. Beis Hillel says no. It's certainly no longer a kisei shel kala. No self-respecting kala is going to sit on a chair which not only doesn't have armrests or a headrest, but doesn't even have a seat underneath her. It just has a frame. So holds Beis Hillel. Shammai Omer af malbein shel kisei. Even this frame itself, this frame which is a rectangle going from leg to leg. So all you have is this frame and four legs. That's called, that frame is malbein, the rectangle of the kisei. Beishamai says that itself is also mekabel tumah. Meaning, if all the chipuyim are stripped off of it, the only thing left is four legs and a misgeres, and the frame attaching those four legs, that's a minimum chair. And it is mekabel tumah. So you can sit on it bedochek. Kisei shekivo bo areva. Suppose you have areva, which is a large tub in which you prepare food. You knead, K-N-E-A-D, dough in that large tub. Imagine a baker's huge tub. And now you need a little platform at the edge of that tub so that as you form your balls of dough, etc., you need a shelf to put them on. So you take a chair and attach it inside that areva, attach it to the wall of the areva, and now that chair can serve as a shelf. Beishamai mitamin. Beishamai says it's still a chair, and it's mekabel tumas medris. A chair is a chair, and if a zav or a nida sits on a chair, that chair becomes a moshav hazav, a moshav anida, and it becomes an avatumah. Even though this chair is not functioning as a chair, it's functioning as a shelf, doesn't matter to Beishamai. A chair remains a chair. Beis Hillel mitarin. Beis Hillel says it's not a chair, and therefore it is not mekabel tumas medris, because this chair is now part of the areva. And an areva, a tub, a big, large, huge bowl is not mekabel tumas medris. It might be, it is mekabel other tumas, but not tumas medris, because to be mekabel tumas medris, as we've learned, it has to be a chair, and it's not a chair. And the chair itself is no longer a chair, it's a shelf for an, of an areva. Shammai Omer. Shammai goes further and says, Af he'osui bo. Even a chair which is fashioned into the areva. In other words, it's actually carved into the areva. And the Rambam writes, Na'ase imho areva me eitz echod. One chunk of wood is an areva, and carved into the areva is a chair. It's mekabel tumas medris, according to Beis Shammai. Af he'osui bo, because that is also a chair. Halacha, and all these disputes, of course, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. We still have one more Mishnah. Hey, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that the seat, the planks of wood which go across the frame of the chair and constitute the seat upon which the kala sits, and also the armrests, etc., all of these are called chipuye hakise. They are the attachments to the kise. Our Mishnah will now look at the major chipuyim of the kise, which means the planks of wood which go across the frame upon which the kala sits. And also the planks of wood which go from leg to leg in order to hold the legs tight in place. So these are all chipuyim. Now, suppose you have a chair with these chipuyim, but these chipuyim protrude to the left, to the right, to the front, or to the back of the chair. They protrude beyond the chair. Now, if you take this chair and turn it upside down or on its side, well, it's not going to lie still, because it's these protrusions make it slope, or make it angle this way or that way. But suppose you have a kise, the Mishnah says now, Shaloha yuchi puyov yotzin. These different boards and planks are not protruding from the borders of the chair. Venitlu. And they are removed. Tome. So now the chair remains a chair and is mekabel tuma. Shekein darko lihios mateyu al tzido. Because since there's no protrusions, you can easily lie it upon its side. And upon its side, it's a frame of a chair lying on the side. You can sit on that. V'yoshev olov. So it's mekabel tuma. However, the inverse, of course, is true too. If the chipuyim woyotzin, then it is not mekabel tuma, because if a nitlu, if you remove these chipuyim, it is not mekabel tuma, because it's not ro'ui, it's not darko lios mateo al tzido, because if you put it over on the side, it's not going to lie flat, it's going to tip this way or that, and it's no longer a functional chair, and it's not mekabel tuma. And so we have finished Mishnayos Dalet and Hey of Perek Chav Beis, and the process concluded lesson number 88.